Welcome to another episode, actually the inaugural episode of the Special Educator Series, where critical thinking with a twist is our motto. This first episode is going to be referred to as the Pike Method. This is the critical thinking methodology that I came up with. It's very concise and it seems to work very well with students of all ages. Some house planning or some housekeeping here before we get started. If you want to look to the bottom left of the video here, you can see all of our contact information. And if you're listening along, just make some mental notes. The website where everything is going to be centralized is tsegrp.org. Again, tsegrp.org. Email. If you want to get in touch with any of our hosts, myself included, host@tsegrp.org. Again, host@tsegrp.org. Our social media is out there on Facebook and X at TSEGRP. Again, at TSEGRP. YouTube, similar, at TSEDGRP. TSEDGRP. And Instagram, I couldn't score anything that short, so the special educator. Spell it all out, the special educator. Once again, I'm your host, Tom Hankins, instructor, tutor, consultant, and musician. I'm going to shut the music down here for you. Again, if you're watching the video, you can see my little animated icons at the bottom center. If not, I'm just encouraging you to like, follow, subscribe, get notified, ask questions, do comments, anything that the individual locations will allow. Just a reminder again, the website, tsegrp.org, is the central hub for anything. So if you missed out on something, you can always go there. Everything is posted there. Let's get into this. The Pike Method is something that I developed over years. Part of me wasn't aware of it, but I was asked by a number of fellow teachers how I got very good results in the classroom. Well, I didn't really think about it much at the time, and I kept saying, well, I don't know. It just happens that way. So after leaving teaching and early retirement from regular work, I sat down, I put it to words and thought about it, and here it goes. So we're going to start with a little PowerPoint presentation, and I'm going to make sure that this is, you know, posted in the on the website as well. I'll have all this stuff available for you. All right. So where we're starting here. Everything that we are going to do on this website will follow the Pike Method. The Pike Method follows an acronym. And I just want to let you know a little bit about myself and what we're trying to do here before we actually get to what the acronym stands for. So I can just read this along for you, kind of like I'm doing a script here. The Pike Method is designed to expand knowledge and learning using concise critical thinking and information analysis methodology designated by the acronym PIKE, with a plan to present topics while inviting outside contributors and collaborators to join in this endeavor. Through the use of the methodology, we develop content to help inform and educate people in a fresh and open manner on a vast array of subjects and topics. We encourage people to think for themselves, process the information they experience in their day-to-day lives, find truth, and maybe have a little fun along the way. Let me give you a little bit about my background. I was born in the Detroit area. Yes, I did live in Detroit proper during the earliest part of my life, but we moved out to the suburbs fairly quickly. I struggled in public school, third grade especially. Counselor at the school designated me as special in some way, shape, or form, and I never asked about it, but my parents removed me from the third grade, which was a public school environment, and I was put in, starting in fourth grade, in a private and parochial environment pretty much for the rest of my education. I did go to a Lutheran grade school till eighth grade, a Catholic prep slash high school, and then I went to a fairly prestigious liberal arts university where I primarily studied in geology and philosophy and religion, but trust me, being a liberal arts, you can't just study, you know, those things. You have to get a whole wide array. Somebody asked me, what are you a student of? I said, well, anything with ology. Anyology is what I call it. Some kind of a science nerd. I did graduate studies in education. I am licensed, or at least was licensed, as a fifth to eighth grade general science educator. I've had certifications in CPR, advanced first aid, advanced life saving, which is water, so lifeguarding, water safety instructor, which is the people that teach people to be lifeguards, advanced open water scuba diving. I have OSHA hazmat 40-hour training and 8-hour supervisor training, EPA asbestos inspector certification. I'm also a basic pistol marksmanship instructor with the NRA and Massachusetts basic firearm safety instructor. I was a pro audio aficionado at Guitar Center for a while and made a name for myself there in the music business. I did go to the United States Marine Corps, where I did Officers Candidate School and Platoon Leaders class. So that is the limit of my military experience, but I do have some. So now you know a little bit about me. Let's get on to the fun part. So while dealing with students that were struggling, like myself, I found it good to break things down into manageable, bite-sized pieces. And I also found that some people are visual, like myself, so an image of something helps recall memory. You hear about a lot of people trying this with, like, names and faces, doing word association or image association. But anyway, PIKE stands for Perspective, Information, Knowledge, and Engagement. Perspective, Information, Knowledge, and Engagement. Those are the four steps that I outlined, and that's what it came down to for my students. And it worked for many of my students, actually. The image, of course, the pike, a northern pike, something in my childhood in Michigan that I used to fish for. I found them very, very interesting fish. They have a very interesting predatory nature, and they're designed to just hunt down whatever their prey is. So let's start off with perspective. Now, as I had mentioned, this stuff is going to get posted on the website anyway, so you don't have to read through this with me. All I want to do is bring this up briefly, and then I'll do an episode on each perspective, information, knowledge, and engagement following this. But for the general summary, perspective is all about embracing curiosity, employing critical thinking, challenging existing assumptions, seeking diverse perspectives, and reflecting on personal experiences. So perspective is a very, very foundational starting point. So you need to, for example, in the scientific method, you need to have a theory or a statement to start from. In an essay, you come up with a statement, opinion, or a position. That is your perspective, essentially. The next part is information. And without getting too many details here, information involves searching for information, gathering information, determining the accuracy of the information. You got to learn to check your sources, cross-reference your information, look for citations and references. You need to look or screen for important data. Defining your objectives also helps. Using advanced search filters, especially with modern technology, there's all sorts of ways to help gather your information. Summarize and synthesize the information. And, of course, you want to prioritize your credible sources. Modern technology is such that you have to be very careful out there these days as to what is what we call factual and truthful. Everybody's talked over the last decade about misinformation and disinformation and censorship and all these other things. You're going to have to learn to navigate through all of that to get to what is actually true and factual. The next part of it, knowledge. This is interesting because knowledge also involves experience and wisdom. And the best way to work on it is gaining knowledge you want to look at that as the foundation or the starting point of this part, and experience and wisdom are built on your knowledge base. Gaining experience is really taking knowledge and putting things to practical application. And then gaining wisdom is the final step where knowledge and experience mesh together. And at that point, you can say you have gained wisdom about something. And then ultimately, you want to relate your knowledge, understanding, anything that you gather up to that point to new ideas and topics. We call this transferable knowledge and experience. It may not be the same exact situation. It may not be the same exact topic or subject, but you can fall back on prior knowledge, experience, and wisdom to interact in this new situation or with this new information. Engagement. Engagement is kind of like where the rubber meets the road, or you put your money where your mouth is, or lay your money on the table. This involves engagement based upon everything up to that point, your perspective, gathering your information, your knowledge, experience, and wisdom. Then it's time to take action. You can do this on a few different levels. You can be on a very personal level, seeking opportunities, any personal level in your everyday life. You can extend that to social environments, to develop relationships and interactions with other people. Community engagement is simply taking that and expanding it to group size rather than just other individuals. And you can do that on a city or town, county, state, local, regional level, even on the even level nationally. And then you have global engagement. This is not so much a one-on-one personal thing, but it's how you can engage, especially with modern technology, on a much broader audience than you could in person. For now, I'm just going to go over to this last slide here. This is not active. This is going to be a phase three or maybe a late phase two portion of this, but coming up at some point down the road, I'll be doing instruction, tutoring, and consulting. I prefer small groups or individual, and I prefer to customize everything. I'm not a cookie cutter kind of guy. My strengths are any science topics, but I will say I especially love earth and space and life sciences. I'm a professional musician. I am a lead vocalist, bass guitarist, and audio engineer, and I work in all size events. But I am in three actively performing musical groups, so I'm always out there 50-plus times a year working. I'm not sure where I'm going to go with the basic pistol marksmanship and firearm safety. It's not for everybody. I realize that, so I'll kind of keep that on the down low for now. And then environmental and occupational safety and remediation. I was an environmental geologist, worked for three different environmental consulting firms dealing with stuff from groundwater resource development to emergency hazardous material response and everything in between. Okay. As of right now, I'm a solo project, but that is hopefully going to change over time. Let me get back over here. Alrighty. So, last minute area of business here. I am going to review our contact information before I sign off. Bring in a little background music here for you. So, again, I'm Tom Hankins, the host, instructor, tutor, consultant, and musician. Our website, the central hub of everything, is tsegrp.org. Again, tsegrp.org. Email, host at tsegrp.org. Facebook and X, it's at tsegrp. YouTube, at tsedgrp. And Instagram, the special educator. Enjoy, people. See you for the next and upcoming episodes.